In the U.S., we normally associate money with the color green. Generations of Americans have grown accustomed to using greenbacks to pay for goods and services. Now, one Helena artist is looking to slowly change all that as part of an effort to promote conservation. Capital reporter Dan Boyce introduces us to the man hoping to alter people's perceptions about the natural world, one blue dollar bill at a time.
I'll get my rubber gloves on just so I don't have to live with blue hands the rest of the day.
Tim Holmes has been working as an artist since the 70s. Abstract metal sculptures of human figures and colorful paintings populate the front of his Helena studio. In the back room, he's working with a different medium. Money.
It's like social engineering.
Those rubber gloves he just pulled on, they're blue. He's wearing blue jeans and a blue button-up shirt.
Yes, and I wear blue clothes. You know, it's all part of the process.
Even his eyes are blue. And he's dyeing money blue to promote a greener world.
With the color, a person has to ask, well, what is this? And then it becomes conscious. And then you can have a conversation about it.
He starts with normal bills, his own money he pulls from the bank as crisp as he can get.
And the ones I happen to get this time are in pads. They're like little notepads.
It's almost like a checkbook of $1
right.
bills.
So you just tear off a bill one at a time. It's kind of cool.
Then he fills this metal pot with water, mixing in some blue dye.
Regular fabric dye.
And in go the bills, about a dozen at a time. Holmes believes the green money we all know carries with it a legacy of greed.
We still act as though we are living out the mythology of the Industrial Revolution, where all you have to do is destroy nature and you can get wealthy. Well, that might have been true 200 years ago, but it's not true now.
He considers dyeing the bills to be a transformation, a sort of ritual cleansing which changes the deeper meaning of that piece of paper. To seal in that psychological change, he says the first transaction with these bills needs to be a gift.
I've given away every single bill I've dyed.
Again, stacks of his own money, he's just giving it away.
Yep.
He says it's been a couple $1,000s so far. He'll approach someone with a blue dollar.
And I'll say, do you believe in the value of a clean environment and a healthy community? And if they say yes, then I'll give them the bill.
Then he requests the person pass on that message to explain the story of the bill when they pay for something with it. He says they're still legal. If that conversation happens over and over and over again, he believes it could lead to real change, eventually.
And even the captains of industry who are making profits hand over fist at the expense of other people, if you hand them a blue bill and say, do you believe in the clean environment? They have to say yes, because they have kids. And their kids are going to have to survive in a world in the future.
Holmes pulls the dyed dollars out of the pot and rinses them in a solution of laundry detergent.
Twizzle them around a little bit.
To wash off the excess dye. He lets them dry some and then stacks them inside a phone book and puts them in this old cast iron book press.
Looking in here, thinking about the idea. This guy's taking a lot of his own money. He's painting it blue and he's giving it away. Do you think a lot of people are going to think you're nuts here?
Yes. There's no doubt people are going to think I'm nuts. This is a culture where we try to accumulate things for ourselves. We don't try to give things away. But that's not the only way to live.
Holmes opens up the book press and pulls out the stack of ones. Flat, crisp, like they just came from the bank, only tinted a different hue. He then takes each one of them, and above the writing on the back of the bill, he stamps a sentence.
Based on the value of a clean world.
I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Helena.